S-H-I-A, Wilson, W-I-L-S-O-N. Let's see, 3/27/24, born 3/2/24, to complaint. HIV exposure, number one, palpitation, number two, under a lot of stress, number three, dizziness, number four, just quit his job as an officer correctional officer for the state. He's looking for something federal, but he can't do that yet till he gets his citizenship, he tells me, period. Family history, mom and dad are healthy, review up system as above, allergy none, COVID immunization negative. He did have unprotected sexual activity last night. He wants to get HIV checked. I told him that even though this was last night, for this particular exposure, it can take up to 7 months for this HIV to become positive and for him to recheck that later, period. COVID immunization, update medications, non-social, no smoking, no drinking, no drug use, allergy, non-fast surgery, negative, family medical problem, negative, family history, negative. He's alert, he's awake, he's 121 pounds, 99%, 98, 18, 59, 111, over 73, heart pulses, some buzzes, two lungs are clear, abdomen soft, make sure there's no issues, no problem, because of the pain and lesion. As far as the dizziness, multifactorial, he's really not dizzy at this time. He may have been a sinus issue, but that has resolved. Next one is carotid ultrasound, looks normal. Next one is echocardiogram, looks normal. Next one is leg pain and arm pain related to his work. Nevertheless, no abnormality was noted. Next one is no BPH, minimal BPH noted. Next number, abdominal ultrasounds with the normal limits. Next number, no fatty liver noted. Next number, I discussed findings with patient at length. Next number, as far as the elbow rash is concerned, he does have slight dermatitis that he's going to use steroid cream on an outpatient basis. Thank you.